Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hello, stranger.
Welcome back. 17 of the hour. Thank
it
you very
seems
much
so good to
for hanging out with me. That's Barbara
Lewis.
I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Don Stenberg. He's 12 years, he was the Attorney General for Nebraska. He's also spent 8 years as the treasurer of that state. He's the author of a new book called Eavesdropping on Lucifer, and he's argued constitutional cases before the U.S. Supreme Court. Don, thanks again for being here. Thank you for your experience that you bring to our show. We were talking in the previous segment. You were explaining to us how, based on precedent, at least 100-year-old precedent, peacetime, I guess we could call it peacetime precedent too, the government probably had the constitutional right to lock us down, to cause the economy to do what it did. But as you were saying, and as I pointed out earlier and have been doing for weeks now, now that we know more, now that we've responded to this, the hospitals are not any longer in jeopardy. We have enough equipment, and we seem to have flattened the curve nationally on the coronavirus, on the COVID-19. Now what, Don? What's left? What about the people who are still trying to control us?
Well, now that the curve has been flattened the circumstances that you described, in my opinion, these extreme restrictions on personal liberty are no longer still constitutional. And we now know that the risk of death is limited primarily to the elderly and those with pre-existing medical conditions.
Right.
We also know that social distancing seems to be working and that the disease spreads when large numbers of people are together in a very confined space for an extended period of time.
And especially when they're all huggers plant. Too, right?
Yeah,
like a bunch of Baptists, right? When they're all huggers. Go ahead, I'm teasing.
There you go. Well, anyway, so these facts show that the massive stay-at-home orders closing most businesses are not the least restrictive ways to minimize death caused by COVID-19, and therefore are no longer constitutional. Mm-hmm. The U.S. Attorney General has weighed in on this as well a couple of times, and just, I believe, yesterday, the U.S. Justice Department told the state of California that their guidelines allow restaurants, certain schools and restaurants to open. Well, that hasn't been allowed yet down the road on their plan, but they don't allow the same privileges for churches that is unconstitutional.
Or to assemble to protest or whatever. That's got to be unconstitutional.
Well, yes, exactly. Exactly right. Probably at this point, it's still constitutional to require some social distancing, you know, 6 feet apart and so forth.
I think at some point in time, recommending it, encouraging it, okay, fine. But to have police officers walking around in parks and punching people and basically and saying, okay, you guys are too close. I mean, I can't stand that, Don. It drives me crazy. And what I've been asking for a month now is, okay, Governor, you took this authority, this constitutional authority, and my friend Don Stenberg says you probably had it in the beginning, but now things are different. When are you going to say, okay, folks, I relinquish that. I return your rights to you completely. I have no more right to do that. When is that going to happen, Don? Is any governor going to ever say that?
Well, we certainly hope so.
Shouldn't they be doing that? Shouldn't they call a meeting, a press conference, and say that?
Well, they should, but the ones that aren't, I think, are going to start losing lawsuits. You know, there's a couple things happening out there. One is that more and more lawsuits are being filed challenging these orders, and I think more and more of them are going to become effective. I think some of these people being arrested for cutting hair when their governor says they're not supposed to are going to be successful.
Wisconsin Supreme Court's already ruled on that, haven't they?
Well, yeah. Now, Wisconsin was not a federal constitutional issue. That was a state law issue, and that may arise in some other states as well.
Those are the ones I'm talking about. I'm more worried about governors than I am the federal government. Go ahead, and the mayors. Those are the people I've got a beef with.
Well, that's right. Although the U.S. Constitution restricts them just as much as it does any federal officers as well, which is why we're talking about that. But what happened in Wisconsin? Apparently, their state law or their state constitution requires that after, I believe it was 28 days, that the governor has to engage in a formal rulemaking process to continue the restrictions in place. And the Supreme Court and the Wisconsin Supreme Court in a 4-3 vote said that's right. Your restrictions are no longer valid until you go through a rulemaking process.
Right.
And now the governor said, well, I'm not going to do a rulemaking process. We're going to leave it up to the Wisconsin counties. So that's where that is.
Don, hold on to that thought. Do you have a website for your book, Eavesdropping on Lucifer?
We do, and it's easy to remember because it's the name of the book, eavesdroppingonlucifer.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And I'm going to get Don to tell us a little bit about it after the break. And we're going to talk about this some more, and I'm going to ask Don when we come back, are we ever going to allow the government, pick one, to do this to us again? Have we hopefully learned enough about diseases, about pandemics, and shutdowns to never let this happen again? Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.